All right, we're live, ladies and gentlemen. We're live. It's Rob Zuccheri Show. Rob Zuccheri here, and it is 7-ish. It's 7-ish on the West Coast. It is it's 10-ish on the East Coast. And, of course, it's 9-ish on Texas time. Those are the three times that I deal with. West Coast, California, East Coast, New York, and, of course, Texas. All right, I don't even know where to start. There's so many things to get to. What's up with Al Gore campaigning with Hillary Clinton? What's going on with that? What's going on with that? I seen that today. I was like, well, this is just bizarre. And it's not just bizarre because Al Gore is about, let's see here, 16 years past his expiration date? I mean, when was Al Gore really relevant? Exactly. 16 years. 16 years. So if she's trying to reach out to millennials, if she's trying to reach young people, what the hell does Al Gore do? I mean, I kind of get it. She had Al Gore in Florida. He invented the internet. Of course, he invented the internet. So you got Al Gore in Florida, and it's kind of like, hey, everybody, I should have been the president. But people out here, probably your parents, voted for this crazy guy, Ralph Nader. So in turn, I'm not the president. I mean, I guess that was the point. So all these millennials, or however many are out there, they go, who's this old guy? Well, what are they talking about? What's going on? They get on their little phone, Al Gore, and they go, oh, I get it. Okay, so if we vote for Jill Stein or Gary Johnson, it could wind up putting a repo. Okay. I imagine that was the strategy. But now here's the funny thing. Al Gore has his own sexual harassment history. Again, this is, you know, the liberal world that we live in. And no different than Saturday Night Live getting Alec Baldwin to portray Trump. Alec Baldwin, the guy that calls his 11-year-old daughter a pig. Calls reporters faggots. Yeah. Okay. But when you control the media, you get away with stuff like that, because if the media doesn't bring it up, nobody knows it happened. We discuss this all the time. Listen, you know how many people have no idea that about a week and a half ago, you had two cops out here in California murdered? Actually, three. One day, two a couple days later. And one of the cops was a woman. One of the cops was a woman who had a 4-month-old child. That child's going to grow up and never know who his mom was. Never going to know who his mom was. Very few places reported on this. Very few places reported on this. They'll show riots for 4 days. If a cop tells you to get down and you fight the cop, you try to grab his gun, you get killed, they'll show that for 4 days. DeVray Mickerson and his boyfriend, what's the Twitter boss, Jack or whatever the hell his name is, they'll run around and incite and inflame every... Listen, Hillary Clinton wins, guys. This is what we're going to deal with for 4 years. And it's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse. This is what we're going to deal with. The media reported on this cop's murder very lightly. Very, very lightly. I mean, when Eric Garner died, Michael Brown died, you saw the mom, you saw the dad, you saw the family members every night on TV crying hysterically. He was a gentle giant. He didn't mean no harm to nobody. He was just... He was a good haul. They're selling CDs. Pick them. Every night. Selling CDs, selling nobody, bothering nobody. You see the cop's husband? See the little baby? I've seen pictures of Syrian refugees. Little baby. Little Syrian refugee kids, more than I've seen children who are in desperate situations here in the United States. I mean, those pictures of those Syrian children, you can find them. Stuff similar, yeah, you're not going to find them buried under rubble that's been blown up, but that same heartache, that same tear at your heartstrings, you could find that all across the United States. You never see pictures of that. Ever. So, I don't mean to get off the beaten path, but I seen an article today, when they have a GoFundMe page for the dead police officer's child. And I was like, wow, I didn't know she had that young of a child. I mean, I knew it happened a week ago, but it just wasn't really pushed out there. I was like, wow, man. I mean, I was talking to someone today. They had no idea. I was like, you know, two cops got killed like a week ago. No. I was like, okay. Anyways, so Al Gore. Imagine Al Gore. You've got all this stuff going on. Donald Trump said these words 11 years ago. Sexual assault. And we talked about this last night. We talked about it last week. It's not sexual assault. He was talking about groupies. He was talking about star effers. He was talking about when you're famous, they will let you. Everybody keeps forgetting that word. They will let you do whatever you want. And I don't need to go into the bit again, but rather it's Anderson Cooper going into a gay bar out in West Hollywood, and the music stops, and they all look over at the door, and Anderson Cooper goes, I'm looking for one guy that I can defecate on. There'd be a line. Me, please, just me, just do it. I'll rub it all over my chest. It's a fact. It's a fact. So you got all this going on, and here's Hillary Clinton with Al Gore. And of course, the media ignores it. Not one person brought it up today. But this is a guy that back in 2010 was doing the whole massage thing. And then, you know, would drop his towel and be standing there with a hard on. You had one girl that was going to bring charges, and then she dropped the charges. And then as that was happening, you had other girls come out. So it wasn't just some isolated incident. That first girl, people got to her. People got to her. And said, hey, just kill this whole thing. All right, just kill this whole thing. But then other women came forward. Other women said, hey, back in 07, when he was at the Oscars for his little Inconvenient Truth movie, you know, the world's going to blow up, everybody's going to die. You know, the new version of the Dirty Crying Indian from the 80s. Remember the Dirty Crying Indian? You remember that. Don't litter. It's his land, and you will make him cry. And he's crying, and you're like, wow, that Indian's dirty. Jesus, the dirty Indian. So Al Gore was in town for the Oscars. Went and got a massage. And did the old drop the towel trick. Now, I don't know this. At least I what I'm saying is, I'm reading the story. I'm saying I don't know the trick. Because this isn't normal guy stuff. Remember what Jake Tapper said? Guys don't have locker room talk like Donald Trump. He knows guys. He's the authority on men. He's been hanging out with, I guess, Anderson Cooper and the Cohn guy from Bravo. You know, but I've heard that's the gimmick. You're on your back. You're getting massaged. And then you do the flip, and then, oops, my towel fell off. And you're just there, you know, boop, all out. At least that's what I heard. But Gore did that. And of course, Al Gore denies everything. Now, imagine. 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 We've got a story from 11 years. Remember, New York Times was parading out women 30 years ago. Back in 1981, Donald Trump, he brought me to a party and had me put on a bathing suit and said, isn't she a Trump girl? Rah! So imagine you have a girl coming out saying, hey, I got a pair of stained black pants. I got some stained black pants with candy that Al Gore had in his mouth. Imagine. Just imagine that. Just imagine that. And he's not married anymore. Now, I'm not saying everybody that gets a divorce. I'm not saying everybody that gets a divorce automatically means there was cheating going on. But it is kind of coincidental that you had all of these things happening back in 2000 and throughout the years that involve Al Gore sexually harassing masseuses, and then he gets divorced. I mean, not right after, but he gets divorced. I guess the tipster, remember when they did that big kiss at the who is it? The convention, this really bizarre kiss. Might be the like most bizarre kiss in the world, but you remember that. You remember that. This is funny. And no one mentions that. Nobody mentions that. I mean, I just thought it was funny when I seen Al Gore running around on stage with Hillary Clinton. Al Gore. You all remember? Yeah, we remember. You're a big pussy, okay? That's what you were. You were a big pussy. You. A big. Well, I'm just gonna. Al Gore.